Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 5 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 7 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees. Updated weather. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Snow. 8 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Snow. 8 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Winter weather advisory. Special weather statement. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Snow. 10 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Good morning, 1000 hours. Snow. 12 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Good morning, 1100 hours. Snow. 12 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Snow, 13 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Winter Weather Advisory. Special Weather Statement. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Snow, 14 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Snow, 13 degrees. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Winter Weather Advisory. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Snow, 13 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Snow. 14 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Snow. 14 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 11 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees.
QSD, QSD, QSD. Good evening. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat. I will be net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAUM repeater and Echolink. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. The W8UM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and echolink. I'll take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then echolink stations, and finally all other stations. New hands are especially welcome to check-in. Any short-time mobile or portable stations, please call now. Okay, I had one station there, but you were real weak. Can you come back to me again, slowly?
K-E-A-N-T-E.
Hey, I think it was Kilo Echo 8, November Papa Victor, I thought. The frequencies are yours. Go ahead. What do you have for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm just checking in. It's K-E-A-N-T-E. I just been having trouble getting through, and I just wanted to check in.
Give me the last three letters of your call sign phonetically. November, what, please?
November, Charlie, Bravo.
November, Charlie, Bravo. Thanks for checking in. Stay warm. Anyway, look forward to seeing you again on the net in the future. Do we have any Echolink stations? Any Echolink stations, please call now. Nothing heard. All other stations. Any and all other stations, please call Net Control now.
WSEQ, this is Net.
Bravo 8, Oscar, India, Sierra, John.
Bravo 6, November Uniform.
Okay, I have three stations, WSAQ, KVAOIS, and of course, Bravo 6, November Uniform. Dan, do we have anyone else? Please call Net Control now on this cold, snowy night. Okay, first up is WSAQ, followed by KVAOIS. Matt, the frequencies are yours. Staying warm and dry, I hope.
Warm and dry for the moment, at least. I'm hoping... After this and the ARPANET, that it's finally stopped snowing, so I'll go out with the snowblower and clear the snow from my driveway and that little piece of sidewalk. It's finally stopped snowing. I wish it would been a nice heavy snow at least for a little bit there. It was just kind of snowing slowly all day. You know, I was hoping that or it's actually home and near a window and you see it, that it would I'd at least get to see snow, but, because usually it snows when I'm at work and, my office is in a basement with no outside windows, so I usually get to see it. I did Tektera MD9600 that I bought to be able to run the Aero ARPANET. I did put OpenGD 77 on that the end of last week sometime, and, that seems to be working okay. There's some weirdness with trying to start the net. I think possibly one of the stations was wondering if I was going to show up, and when I started calling the net, doubled with me, and maybe caused my calling of the net to go to some stations and not go to other stations. But I wonder if there's some race condition there. Actually, now that I think about it more, that makes it. If two stations double makes it non-deterministic which repeaters get which station. That seems to be working pretty well now. I still need to figure out how to make an OpenGD77 use both VFOs though. I did find a manual somewhere online and looked at it a little bit, but didn't quite find that clearly in one section, so I'll have to spend a little more time with that part, but For the most part, it seems to be working. I'm also not sure if it's still having the if it has the problem that the HT that I have open, GG77, has, where the first time you transmit to the repeater, it's the audio doesn't go out, but it seems like it's all negotiated fine. And the second time you transmit through the repeater, the audio does go out. So I'm wondering if it had that problem too, and that might have been why there was some confusion setting up the net. Turned out it was a much longer net than usual, and we kind of went through a couple rounds and round table, but it didn't quite serve so smoothly. Anyhow, thanks for running that. Back to that. Better see you.
Well, thank you for your comments on OpenGD77. I did a little bit of research on that, and apparently it cannot be used on my Anytone. But if anyone can contradict me on that, I'd be happy to hear. And the second thing, on my Anytone, I always had that problem with the Saturday night net, that the first transmission, I could hear you when you were running the Saturday night net through the local repeater. But I always had to key up the repeater first, and then it was okay. You could hear me. So, very strange stuff. Anyway, next up is KB8OIS, followed by KB6NU. So, John, any exciting news for this evening?
KB8OIS, Lopez, nice to hear your voice after a long, period of time away from the radio. So I'm glad you're back. Nice to hear you again. The club is expecting two donations in the upcoming weeks. We have a gentleman from the Silent Key on the other side of the state whose family wants to donate looks like a collection of Kenwood and Heathkit equipment. And then we have another local individual who wants to donate some SDR radios. So we're looking forward to receiving both of those. Some exciting stuff. The club is an offshoot of the repair group led by Yule and Ovid and Steve and Peter. They've been approved to mentor students in that 400 level class. So there'll be two projects that students have already signed up to. So they'll be coming into the shack shortly to get some further instruction and start working their projects for the winter semester. And I saw the news article today about the Artemis 2 launch. You know, I've written letters, Amir, Peter, and others have written letters to who we thought were responsible people in charge of the GC Brown dish, and nobody has ever responded back to us. But unfortunately, we missed out on a great opportunity to participate in the Artemis launch. And I guess the last thing, you talked about DMR. The club does have a Kinect System DMR. I and others have struggled to program it, so if anybody has knowledge as to how to program it, that would be perfect. The radio is just sitting up there in the chat, and it's all the cables are connected, so go for it. Back to you, Pat, KB8OIS.
Okay, John. Well, it's great to be back. Most of my recent absence was due to travel, and so that's over now for a while. And good to be back into snowy, cold Ann Arbor. I hope there's room in the shack for all those new radios coming in, and great to hear that students are getting involved. And disappointed that we weren't able to do anything for the Artemis II launch. But it may be possible. I mean, the ephemerides will be public, I think, through a JPL website. So we'll just have to see what happens there. And we might try optical tracking with the Angel Hall telescope. We'll see how bright it is. Anyway, oh, and I've given up trying to contact the ISS with my handy talkie, so I will get the antenna back to you soon. I updated to the code and for the Anytone, and the predictions were just all over the place, completely wrong, and I can't find out why. So I'll get the antenna back to you as you know once things warm up a bit. Anyway, final on the first round through is Dan, KB6NU. Go ahead, Dan. The frequencies are yours.
At W84DSR, the net, KB6NU. Good evening, everyone. I actually had kind of fun this weekend participating in the winter field day. I didn't wasn't real excited about going to the Aero setup out in Brighton, but I did it from home here, and made a lot of contacts. Surprisingly, I was able to run a frequency on 20 meters, even with just my 100 watts on a wire, so yeah, that was kind of fun. The other thing I wanted to mention was, anybody listening here, we are going ahead with the one-day tech class on Saturday, February 7th, and I've already gotten quite a good response out of students. I'd say there's at least 10, 12 students signed up. I should have counted before I got on the net. But so it'll be a good crowd. I'm expecting upwards of 20 attendees. So just if anybody's listening wants to get in on that, go to my website, kb6nu.com. And back to you.
Okay, Dan. Well, thanks very much for running the Tech One-Day classes. And it looks like you're off to a great start this year. So, I don't know if Arrow's going to do anything tomorrow night in the snow and the cold, but we shall see. Anyway, so let me then ask, do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call Net Control, WA4DSR now.
November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo. Portable out here in the cold snow.
Okay, N8SBE, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm a few minutes late there. I just wanted to mention again that I have been talking his stuff up on the Meshnansky around here, and I think I've got two people interested. They said that they were going to contact you at your website. And so maybe we've got a couple of folks, you know, that they said that they were interested in getting their ham license. So hopefully that'll come to some fruition. Back to that, N8SBE.
The more the merrier, the more the merrier. Anything to increase the ham radio population. So do I have any other new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks, please call Net Control WA4DSR. Okay, nothing heard, so we'll call it an evening. We had five check-ins plus myself for a grand total of six stations on frequency. And thanks to everyone for checking in. We're looking forward to hearing from all of you next week, and hopefully a lot more. WA4DSR, Net Control, clear.
Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 10 degrees.
KE8TWV, U of M repeater.
Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees.